You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. With just a few hours left of this virus-battered financial quarter, the S&P 500 is down more than 19% for that stretch, this at a time when one of the Federal Reserve banks forecast that unemployment in America could eventually hit 32%, 47 million people unemployed. Now, that estimate may be high, according to David Kelly, chief global strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Been seeing some really astronomical projections about high unemployment to come in America. I've already seen some of the figures coming in.
Well, I think it will be very high. The highest number we've ever seen before was 10.8%. At least that's the highest since the Great Depression. And it's likely to go above that. It could go into the teens. I think one of the reasons is that unemployment benefits are actually going to be pretty generous after this big relief bill went through. And it actually will give a lot of workers to small businesses a reason actually to be unemployed rather than continue to work for a minimum wage.
That may be the economist in you, David. There are other reasons to want to stay at work, not just the actual pay. But you're saying there's this slightly perverse incentive under the stimulus plan.
Well, that's right, because the stimulus plan incentivized small businesses to keep people on the payroll, but actually most of these small businesses, particularly in leisure, entertainment, restaurants, they pay their workers less than the average weekly unemployment check that these workers are going to get if they get laid off for the next 4 months. So we could actually see a spike in unemployment, but it's not typical unemployment. I mean, this is unemployment without the grinding poverty that normally is associated with unemployment. So this is a very different kind of recession, and it probably won't involve as much pain in terms of economic pain for laid off workers as previous recessions.
And one hopes it would be over more quickly than, say, the Great Depression, which stretched through the 1930s.
Absolutely. I mean, we don't know how deep this is, and we don't know exactly when it's ending, but I know the day it's going to end. It's going to end on VC Day, which is Vaccine for Coronavirus. And once we get vaccine for coronavirus, then we're all going to go back to play. So this is very much a U-shaped recession. We fall, we stall, and then we surge when we come back. And I think for investors, you've got to look at that, because the real issue is not how bad it is right now. It's bad. The issue is that we know that once we've got a vaccine, it's going to get good again.
And so you would even say stocks?
I would say stocks, because stocks have fallen about 25% from their highs, so they're not expensive anymore. But also, bond yields are really, really low. And remember, after this, when the economy comes back, we've got all this extra government debt, all this money pouring into the economy. I don't think inflation is going to stay low, and I think interest rates will ultimately back up. So if I'm looking not just a few months ahead, but a few years ahead, I think stocks will beat bonds, and bonds will beat cash.
All right. A man with his eyes very much fixed on the horizon here. David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.